A smarter player is a better player, but how do you become smarter? In this module, I want to talk about methods I've used to improve my own soccer intelligence, to improve my own decision-making, to learn faster, become better quicker, because it's great if you have incredible coaches who teach you things, who make you a smarter player, or you play many years and gain lots of experience. That's going to make you a smarter player. However, I've played many years, and even in my earlier years, I probably wasn't improving as quickly as I could because I wasn't doing certain things. So in this video, I want to show you a few methods that I have used to make myself a smarter player. However, I want to start by saying, I want you to take responsibility. If you have a great coach, as I said, or you come across some great coaches, you're in a good academy, you have access to football analysts and statisticians and like cool resources that help you get smarter, take advantage of that. But realistically, most players do not have these luxuries. So I don't want you to blame the fact that you don't have good coaching is the reason that you're not a smart player. You're not improving as fast as you should. You need to take responsibility, and you need to go out of your way to do certain things, which I'm about to show you, to make yourself smarter. So if you have good people come into your life that help you improve faster, share their wisdom with you, that's amazing. Take advantage of it. But whether that happens or not, you need to do something to make yourself a smarter player. So in the next module, we're going to talk about analyzing professional players. So looking at the top professionals in the world, what makes them dominant? What can you learn from them? How to study them? And in the final module of this section, we'll talk about performance analysis. So after you have a game, after you have a practice, stopping, thinking about all the mistakes you made, all the successful plays you had, what can you learn from this experience? How can you take these ideas and add it into your training? So I'm not going to go into crazy detail, but I wanted to touch briefly on that idea in a little different way, because in performance analysis, you're looking at your own performances. This is a very important way to learn. You have to learn from your own mistakes. But if you can get in the habit or find a way to film your own games or get access to footage of your matches, this is an incredible way to perform. I cannot stress enough how much faster I have improved by having the ability to look at myself on camera. So before I was doing YouTube, I wasn't filming myself playing. But when I started doing that, I started filming myself and I was like, wow, I'm not actually as good as I think I am. So I started filming myself. And then when you see yourself on camera, it forces you to get out of that first person perspective. And this is like, oh man, this is like 4 or 5 years ago. But we won't go into detail. This one is the fastest goal right off the kickoff. Boom, 2 seconds. So I film indoor games and I filmed outdoor games and futsal games, and they're all different. They all force me to look at things in different ways. But as I said, you're getting outside of yourself. So you're not stuck visualizing in your own mind like you do with performance analysis. And you're saying, oh, I think I did this or I think I did that. On video, it's there for you to see. You either did it or you didn't. So really getting outside of yourself, watching yourself on camera, you're going to see, oh, I should have been in that position. I should have made that decision. And with these highlight clips, it's all like the best clips from the game. So yeah, these are good to remind yourself, but really you want to see all the mistakes you made or all the times you weren't involved in the play. What did you do different? What should you have done differently? So I won't go into detail about this, but getting in the habit of filming your games. Can you get your dad? Can you get your mom? Can you get your girlfriend, your boyfriend? Can you get your little brother? Can you get a friend? Pay someone $10 to film a match for you. And then you can get outside of yourself, as I said. And while you're watching, think about, oh, I should have made that pass. That guy was open. I didn't get my head up. I should have made a run into that situation. Or I should have kept possession here where I forced the play. I should have used this technique when I used that technique. So you can learn so much by watching yourself on video. And as I said, performance analysis is so important, visualizing, thinking about what you did correctly in your mind. But when you can see it on camera, it makes a massive difference and it will improve you a lot faster, really help you improve the quality of your decision making, making you a smarter player. So with that in mind, let's move forward. This is a massive idea though. Even just filming yourself like training, and then you can analyze your technique. Let's say, for example, you film yourself taking shots, taking 100 shots. Well, when you're practicing by yourself, you're kind of visualizing what you did right, what you did wrong. But when you actually see it on camera, you can slow it down and you can say, oh, well, I should have hit it with that part of my foot, or I should have followed through there. My body positioning was facing that way. I should have done this in that situation. So watching yourself on camera, filming yourself, massive tool for improving a lot faster. And then, as I said, this one was like, when's that? 2 years ago. So over the years, you can see the progression. That's good. That's good when you see a progression in your play. Okay, let's move on to another way to improve faster. So in the next module, we're going to talk specifically about watching professional players. So for example, watching YouTube compilations and looking at individual players, especially players who play in your position, and analyzing them. But one thing that you should do is watch professional matches. So this is a website that I use all the time. It's called Football Full Match. And you can come on here. It's totally free. Go on footballfullmatch.com. And then you can watch all these matches from the big leagues, like French League, German League, Italian, obviously Premier League, English Premier League. I believe, do they have some MLS on here? Like, this is the Christmas season right now, so it's really just English League and a bit of Italian right now. But the main idea is you're watching full matches, okay? So I would say at least once or twice a week, you want to watch a full game from start to finish. And instead of just watching, sitting back and like, yeah, you're of course going to enjoy the game. This is the sport that you love. But instead of just watching, let's analyze what is going on. So you can watch specific players during the match. So then when you come on here to this website, you can watch the full match, so they'll give you first half and second half. You can watch short highlights, and sometimes they have extended highlights, which are like 10, 15 minutes. And that's usually what I do at the end of the every day. But first, let's just click on here, and I'll kind of give you an example. So this is a way for you to become smarter. So we start the match, and then while you're watching the match, I just want to talk about like what should you be looking at. Okay, because I said, don't just watch the game, analyze the game. Don't just see what is happening, ask how is it happening. So especially the great thing about highlights is you get the best plays. But while we're watching, if I'm buffering, it's, there you go. Okay. Come on, please work. Okay, so while you're watching the game, like, yeah, you can obviously watch what's on the ball. What are they doing on the ball? But if you want to learn your position better, let's say, for example, you're playing central midfielder here. So let's focus on Modric here, number 10 in white, okay? What is he doing the whole time when he doesn't have the ball, okay? So his team's in possession. Where is he going? Transition, now he's getting into defensive shape. He's closing down the next pass. He's closest to the ball, so he's moving forward. Okay, so I'm not just watching the ball. I'm watching what is the player doing in my position in different situations, okay? Shoulder check, he's being aware. He's closest, he's closing. Now he's not going out of position. Now he's keeping his position, keeping his shape, tracking back. He's probably being aware of who's behind him. Obviously, he's out of play now. Now, his team's on the ball. Let's see if he can find possession. Always a risk doing this off the fly. Okay. Asking for the ball, demands it, shoulder check. Plays a simple pass, move forward, move to support the play. Okay, so just an example. And maybe not the most detailed example, but if I want to learn how this player plays the position, Ballon d'Or winner, best central midfielder in the world, we'll say, this year. Okay, what does he do? So don't just watch the ball or don't just be amazed and say, yeah, he's my favorite player, he's the best player. Okay, but why is he the best player? What does he do with his movement? Here, it looks like he's standing still, he's being lazy. But is he being lazy or is he playing his position? Would it be smarter for him to stay standing still in that spot or to move into new space? Different situations require different decisions and different types of movement. Okay, so don't just always watch what happens on the ball. Watch what happens out of possession. Because realistically, you're out of possession. You as an individual player, how long are you on the ball? I think the statistic is like in a full 90-minute match, you have the ball at your feet for maybe like 1 minute, 45 seconds to 1 minute. And that's because a lot of time you're playing one touch, you're playing two touch, or you're dribbling with pace. And even if you take three or four touches, it's still only 2 seconds. And you only have 50 possessions or play 50, like amateurs probably play like 50 passes, professionals more around 80 to 100 passes per game. but these are milliseconds. Well, it's a beautiful goal. So let's quickly go to that. But to finish my point, watch the off-the-ball movement even more so than on-the-ball movement and decision-making on the ball, because what do you do when you don't have the ball? It's so important. So then good things will happen throughout the game that you're watching. Okay, what do you do, or what happened is great to ask, but how did it happen? Okay, so let's watch this play in slow motion. The other thing is you can rewind the play when you're watching this by yourself, or maybe you're watching on TV where you have PVR. You can fast forward and rewind. So rewind, go and watch the play again and again and again if you need to understand. Okay, so Santi Carzola scores the goal, but watch this drive of this young Nigerian player from Villarreal. Plays a nice pass, first time. Okay, so doesn't take time, doesn't take a touch, knows what he wants to do. Look at the technique, head over the ball, places it outside of the keeper, lets it curl back, doesn't hit it too hard, just strokes it into the corner. Okay, nice, calm, composed finish, but he takes it early. That's the biggest thing for me there. He could have taken a touch if he wanted. The ball was rolling to him nicely. Why take a touch? Just be confident. You don't have to overhit it. But this is me analyzing his technique in scoring that goal. So analyze decision-making. Analyze character attributes like aggression, intensity, confidence, composure on the ball. Analyze technique. How did he perform the technique? Analyze movement. Analyze athleticism. How does he move in that situation? Oh, he's very low to the ground. Oh, he pumps his arms very hard. He drives his knees very nicely when he runs. Okay, so there's so many different things that you can analyze. So we can analyze individual players like this. Then we can also analyze team shape. So let's look at Villarreal right now, the yellow team. Okay, what is the shape? Yeah, sometimes I watch individual players, but we also have to think about the team. So look at the center backs. Look at the central midfielders, how close they are to the center backs. Okay, when they're in possession and out of possession is two different things. So what happens when they're out of possession? But Real will probably gain possession, even though they're down 1-0. So I shouldn't always say that. Okay, but how does a team operate when they're in possession of the ball? Okay, where do the players go to support? What does their shape look like? What happens when they lose possession instantly? So the transition, and the transition into defense, transition into attack. Okay, so quickly, center backs come together. The two fullbacks came in. The central midfielders filled into the middle. They really condense the middle. First player closes. Second player goes to press, recovers the space in behind. Benzema scores a goal. Offside. Goal? Goal. Okay. So again, let's do it one more time. We'll analyze the goal. So I'm trying to analyze their great defensive shape and they get scored on. Okay. So he pressed. This other defender didn't cover him. Beautiful cross. Gets over the ball, heads it down into the ground. So obviously analyzing technique of goals. Benzema's movement, focus on the ball, headed down towards the ground. Eyes open on the ball, headed down towards the ground. Don't overcomplicate it. Make sure it goes down, because a lot of times, even if you head it down, it still manages to go up, but it'll go up into the top corner rather than over the net. Okay, so that's another thing you can do, is watch full matches and analyze the play. So what I usually do is, and we'll go and get another game for you. So I'll usually go and watch all the highlights from the day at the end of the day. Let's say, for example, I was doing my recovery. Maybe you're doing some stretching or foam rolling, or you're just winding down at the end of the night.
Alexa, ask Chevalier to lock my car.
Alexa, don't be so loud.
Lock your car.
So you would analyze the best plays of the game. And then we can... Sometimes you don't always have time to watch the full match, or you just want to see what's going on in the football world and you want to watch all the games. So watch those highlights. And sometimes with the extended highlights, you'll get like a nice like 12, 13 minute clip. So that's a really nice advantage to this website, rather than just like 4 minute clips. However, they don't always provide them, but a lot of times they do, especially for the big leagues. So then as I was analyzing the goals, you can analyze all the best plays of the match. Okay. So I know Aguero scores here. So let's just watch Aguero's movement. So he's in the box right now. He's on the ground, gets up, realizes teammates in possession, gets back onside in front of the defender. Great first touch, just smash it top corner. Get it on target, smash it top corner. But here it's in the movement. He comes alive. He comes alive. Even though he was on the ground, he realized, oh, there's another opportunity. I can't sit here. Get back onside. And then as that cross is coming in, he doesn't wait for the ball. He quickly gets in front of the defender. So watch this one more time. And this is an example of analysis, okay? How you should be analyzing players. Well, I'm not just saying, oh, Aguero's sick. He scored a goal. No, how did he score the goal? What did he do? What did he do with his movement? What did he do with his technique? Okay, so watch, the ball will come in here. He dives, gets pushed to the ground, complains to the referee, gets back on his feet. Okay, onside, ball's in front of the defender. Don't wait for it to come to you. Get it there in front of him. Nothing to aim at here. Good lace technique on target. Scores the goal as he normally does. Okay, so you have certain players that you love. That's great. But what makes these players so great? And we'll go into more detail about that in the next module. But as I'm watching the game, I'm analyzing. Okay. And just little things. It's very tough for me to get everything. I'm processing more just by watching it than quicker than I can explain to you, okay? But Trent Alexander, beautiful fake, okay? So maybe that's something I want to add to my game. I want to add that fake cross or fake shot. And then the technique to play the cross, ball back across. Maybe a lot of players would have tried to take that chance that Robertson put back across to Firmino. So watching highlights, analyzing the game, and then you can go through all the different games. And you probably have, I hope you have a good idea of what I mean by not just watching, but actually analyzing. So analyze players in different positions, analyze team shape, go and watch the highlights, watch them throughout the day, use this website to your advantage. If you have one that you like and it works for you, then use that. But this is one that I use, Football Full Match. Okay. So yeah, you can also watch live as well. Now, personally, I don't have TV anymore, and I like not having TV, but one of the downfalls is you can't watch live soccer or live football, but you definitely can with the internet. So if you're looking for one, Reddit Soccer Streams is a good one. It doesn't work right now because there's no live games, but if you've ever tried streams online, sometimes you just have to like close a bunch of ads. Like you'll pick the link and then you might have to like close like three or four boxes before it actually gets to it. But Reddit Soccer Streams is actually a good quality one and I like it a lot. I started using it and it's been pretty reliable. So check that out if you're looking for a place to stream live games. And then just another option is you can go to YouTube and search full soccer matches or just soccer matches and you'll get some full games from the past and you can go and analyze those games. So they don't have to be just recent games or live games. If you just want to study, you want to learn the game, you want to watch some classic matches, you can go and watch these as well. Okay, full match here. Bayern, Leipzig, Red Bulls. Okay, Robin's on the ball. Yes, great dribbler, but why? Never stopping the ball, always driving, cutting. Baits the player, sucks him in, then cuts away from him. Changes of speed, changes of direction. Okay? What makes these players so good? So don't just watch what happened. Ask yourself, how did it happen? Okay, so there's a few ideas on how to make yourself a better player. Film yourself. Record your own games. You can, if you want to start building a collection, putting them up on YouTube, building a little following for yourself, not a bad idea. But if you just want to keep it for yourself, study yourself, it's a great tool, okay? You think you know everything, you think you're a really good player until you get on camera and then you realize, oh, not so good or lots to improve upon. I'm not being hard on myself, I'm just being very critical of myself, okay? There's always ways that you can improve and especially when you watch yourself on camera. The other thing is we're watching full matches. Watch at least one full match per week. Two, if you want to watch more, even better. But sometimes you don't always have the time, so come and watch the highlights at the end of the day and don't just watch what happened. Analyze how did it happen. The technique, the movement, the attributes, the mindsets, the mentalities, all these different things you can pick up and you can teach yourself by looking at the best players, professional players. So these are some great tools that I've used over the years. Very simple, but anyone can use this, and realistically, there's an endless stream of value and information that you can take from, right? You can go on here. They don't have to be recent matches, as I said. There's archives of games and players to look at and learn from. So I hope you found this video valuable. Look at the other two modules. Those ideas are going to help you become a smarter player, eliminate your mistakes faster, and improve faster than average players, but more importantly, improve faster than you have in the past.